But let us kneel and begin with the Hail Mary.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, Our Lady of Fatima, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Rejoice. These are the first words in today's Gospel. But why rejoice? Because this is a reminder that God loves us, and He hasn't abandoned us in the middle of sufferings in this world to have us work out our salvation alone. He has promised us help. He has promised us that He would never leave us. In fact, our Lord Himself said, I am with you always, even to the end of time. But many people lose hope, especially when they see this terrible moral crisis, not only in the world, but in the church. Many will go around angrily and complain to themselves or even to God and demand divine intervention to fix everything for us. Be careful. This is a sin. It is a blasphemy against God and a sin of despair and against hope. Now this cross or this crisis is caused by men and by the devil, not by God. What more can God do? He has sent us Moses and the prophets. He even sent us His own Son who rose from the dead, and still we don't believe, or we still remain lukewarm and we don't pursue the love of God with zeal and courage. Now this reminds us of the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, where the rich man said to Abraham, Father Abraham, if one were sent from the dead, they will do penance. What he was saying was that somebody came back from the dead, his brothers would do penance. And Abraham said to him, if they hear not Moses or the prophets, neither will they believe, even if one rise again from the dead. So here we are. But God has done something more. He has permitted His mother to come down so that we can believe. Yet even with these words of Abraham, Our Lady still came down to us from heaven to help us fix this problem. This is how much Mary loves us. She's awesome. But Our Lady doesn't want us to suffer the eternal fires of hell. But with this, we have to do our part. So people want divine intervention? Well, it happened. Our Lady came to this world at Fatima, Portugal, in 1917, to a world in complete rebellion against her son, as never seen before in the history of the world. Cardinal Hefner of Cologne, while visiting Fatima in 1977, said the following, Today we are witnessing a great rebellion against the holy will of God. Moral behavior has deteriorated to such a degree that it could not be imagined 20 years ago. This was in 1977. Now look at where we are now. Is it any better? It's worse. Abortion, contraception, homosexuality, drugs, premarital relations, complete selfishness, and all kinds of other wicked sins that I won't even mention. These are what are infecting this world today. Our Lady came as a divine intervention to show us that we are not alone, and she is watching and wanting to help us. This isn't a sign of despair, but of hope. Cardinal Salas on May 13, 1973, said that Fatima has become the sign raised up in the midst of an unbelieving generation. It is a sign of conversion, of penance, of paschal faith, of new hope. Penance, the sign of hope. It's pretty interesting. But St. Thomas says of hope, he says the following. He says, it's the theological virtue by which we confidently expect the help of God in attaining eternal happiness and anything we need as a means of gaining it. Fatima is a message of hope because it helps us to get to heaven. So if Fatima helps us get to heaven, what is Fatima? Well, break it down into two parts. In the first, I'll cover the events of Fatima, and in the second, the message of Fatima. In the spring of 1916 in Fatima, Portugal, three young children, Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta, were tending their sheep when all of a sudden a strong wind blew across them, and they looked up and saw a dazzling globe in the sky. It got brighter than the sun. Now it came closer and closer to them, and then it stopped in front of them. And then an angel appeared to them and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the angel of peace. Pray with me." Then he knelt down with such reverence that his face touched the ground. Then he said in a prayer with fervor and devotion, "My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, I love thee. I ask pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love thee." He rose up and said to the children, "Pray like that. The hearts of Jesus and Mary are attentive to the voice of your prayers." Then he disappeared. Now he was preparing the children so that they'd pray this way when Mary came. This is how God wants us to pray, with reverence and devotion. Now the children stayed for many hours on their knees, repeating this prayer over and over again. And they were overcome with the sense of the supernatural. Now later in the summer of that same year, another angel appeared to the children while they were sitting in a well. And the angel said to them with concern, "What are you doing? You must pray. You must pray a great deal. Make everything you do a sacrifice and offer it to God in reparation for the countless sins by which he's offended. And pray for the conversion of sinners. In this way you will bring peace to your country. I am the guardian angel of Portugal. Above all, accept and bear all the sufferings which the Lord may send you." And he prayed with the children. Now then 3 months later, he came and he brought the children Holy Communion. Now the angel was doing this. He was purifying their souls in order that they could properly welcome the Mother of God who is about to come. And then on Sunday, May 13th, 1917, the Feast of Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament, the three children, Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta, were sitting down in a hollow of a rock called the Cova de Iria. And suddenly, there were two bright flashes of light. And then a few feet away, they saw a lady, dazzling in white, with beautiful color, standing on a small holm tree. "Do not be afraid," she said. Lucia asked her, "Where are you from?" "I am from heaven. I came to ask you to come here on the 13th day for 6 months, and I will tell you who I am and what I want. And afterwards, I will return a seventh time." Our Lady made a request to them. "Would you like to offer yourselves to God to accept all the sufferings which he may send you in reparation for the countless sins by which he is offended and in prayer for the conversion of sinners?" Of course, Lucia agreed for all the children and on their behalf. Now they all felt such a tremendous interior spiritual joy at that moment that they fell to the ground fervently and they began praying, "O most Holy Trinity, I adore thee. My God, I love thee in the most blessed sacrament." Now once they finished, Our Lady asked them to say the rosary every day, especially for sinners who have no one to pray for them. In fact, Our Lady's words were, "Pray, pray a great deal and make many sacrifices for sinners, for many souls go to hell because they have no one to pray and to make sacrifices for them." Now when Our Lady again appeared on the 13th of July, She told the children, "I have come to warn the faithful to amend their lives and ask pardon for their sins. They must not continue to offend our Lord, who has been already deeply offended." Now afterwards, she opened up her hands and she showed the children hell. Now Sister Lucia, who just recently died, gave this description of what she saw when Our Lady showed her hell. In fact, she said the following words. She said, "We could see a vast sea of fire. Plunged in the flames were demons and lost souls, as if they were red-hot coals, transparent and black or bronze-colored in human form, which floated in a conflagration or fire, amidst the shrieks and groans of sorrow and despair. The angels can be distinguished by horrible and loathsome forms of animals, frightful and unknown. The children were overcome with fear. But Our Lady told them, she said, more souls go to hell because of sins of the flesh, sins of impurity, than any other sin. She also said that certain fashions would be introduced that will offend our Lord very much. But then Our Lady said, you saw hell, where the souls of poor sinners go. In order to save them, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to My Immaculate Heart. If people do what I ask, many souls will be saved, and there will be peace. But if people do not stop offending God, another, even worse war will begin during the reign of Pope Pius XI. When you see a night illumined by an unknown light, know that it is the great sign that God gives that He's going to punish the world by means of war, hunger, persecution of the Church, and of the Holy Father. By the way, the New York Times did report this strange vision of January 25th, 1938, and this was 2 weeks before Hitler invaded Austria, which started the Second World War. But then Our Lady asked for the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Now, Sister Lucia repeated many times that the consecration must be done exactly as Our Lady requested. If it was fulfilled, then Russia would be converted and there would be great peace in the world because the Immaculate Heart would triumph. The consecration has to be done exactly as Our Lady requested. But Our Lady said if this request was not fulfilled, then great catastrophes would fall upon the Church and the world, and the Holy Father would suffer much. What is it that we're seeing today? Now, after this message, the children did many severe penances for the conversion of sinners. They wore a rope tightly around their waists. They gave their lunches to the poor, or even to their sheep. They didn't drink at all during the heat of August. Later, Jacinta even wanted to drink from a cow pond. Now, of course, even if this seems imprudent, the thought of hell made them forget about hygiene, discomfort, or any pain that they might suffer. Besides, they loved Our Lady and Our Lord so much that they wanted to please them and fulfill every single one of Our Lady's requests perfectly. But then on October 13th, 1917, the world witnessed what became known as the Miracle of the Sun. Now, Our Lady promised a miracle to convince everyone there that this message was from God. Many people were there, including Catholics, pagans, atheists, Freemasons, and all kinds of unbelievers. So there were many, many witnesses. So not a lot of people are going to contest the story. Now, many newspapers reported it, even the most anti-religious newspapers. One in particular was called O Seculo, which is in Fatima, Portugal. And this newspaper itself reported the miracle. Now, on that day, October 13th, it was pouring rain. And according to thousands and thousands of witnesses, they all told the same story. The sun appeared like a dull silver plate in the sky and began spinning around in circles, and it began shooting off different colors of light. Then they saw the sun falling towards the earth. Many fell to their knees and began weeping and praying and raising their hands, asking for forgiveness and asking the help of Our Blessed Mother. This lasted for about an hour. Then the sun returned to its spot. The people began doing penance. They began going to confession, going to Holy Communion, and saying the rosary as Our Lady had asked. There were many conversions of heart on that day. Now, these are the events of Fatima. But what is the message of hope that we are talking about? Now, Our Lady made these requests as a means of protection and salvation in these wicked times. She said the following. She asked us to do penance and make reparation for our own sins and the sins of others who don't pray for themselves. Lent is something that's going to help us with that. So if you're practicing your Lenten sacrifices, continue. If you've put them off to the side, get back on them, especially to make reparation for sinners. Pray 5 decades of the rosary every day. And in that day, Our Lady also included, at Fatima, she said, include the following prayer after the Glory Be. She said, "O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy." Then Our Lady asked for consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Now, of course, we do this every first Saturday, but we will also do it after Mass today, after the prayers after Mass. We will kneel down and do a consecration to our Blessed Mother, to her Immaculate Heart. Also wear the brown scapular. Now, if anyone wishes to be enrolled in this and you have a brown scapular, please come up to me after Mass and you'll be enrolled in the brown scapular, because we want to fulfill this request of our Blessed Mother. But then Our Lady also asked to make reparation on the 5 first Saturdays. Now, what does this mean? It means that every first Saturday of the month, Our Lady asks us to recite the Rosary, 5 decades of the Rosary, then meditate for 15 minutes on one or more of the mysteries of the Rosary, go to confession within a week of that first Saturday, either within a week before or a week after, go to Holy Communion on that day, all for the purpose of making reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And if we do this, we shall have the promise of final repentance. If we fulfill this first devotion of the first Saturdays, we will not suffer the eternal fires of hell. Now, where is this living message of Fatima today? Our Lady intervened for us in this world to show us that we need to overcome sin and gain heaven in a desperate time, and she wants to protect us. It is something that we really and truly have to take to heart. It is not a message of despair, but a message of hope. Many doubt Fatima and hope that Fatima will just go away. Many think that when Sister Lucia died, the message of Fatima is over. It's not. And in fact, I'm here to tell you that it's not. The race goes on for us and for our salvation. We are facing an increasingly hostile world, and Mary has come to show us how to survive. Pope Pius XII said, "The time for doubting Fatima is gone. It's past. It's now time for action." What will you do? We are at the halfway point in Lent, and we have the Fatima message. Let's get on our knees and pray to do penance for ourselves and for other sinners. We should honor the 5 first Saturdays, say the rosary every day, wear the brown scapular, consecrate ourselves to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We are in a spiritual war, and we are the Church militant. So let's get on with our sacrifices. It's a time for hope and a time for tremendous grace. Rejoice. Our Lady has intervened to show us the way to holiness and the way to peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.